brought to you by Penguin.
Chernobyl Roulette by Serhii Plokhii, read by Leighton Pugh. Note on transliteration. The Chernobyl nuclear disaster of 1986 entered the annals of world history under the Russian spelling of the name of the Ukrainian town of Chernobyl, which gave its name to the power plant. This reflected the Tsarist and Soviet-era policy of Russifying non-Russian toponyms. Since Ukraine became independent in 1991, the Ukrainian spelling of the town's name has become the norm in Ukraine. The same applies to the spelling of Ukrainian toponyms in general, such as Kyiv, rather than the Russian Kiev for the Ukrainian capital, Pripyat, rather than Pripyat, and Slavutich with a Y, rather than Slavutich with an I. The tendency to switch from Russian to Ukrainian forms, not only in Ukraine itself, but throughout the world, intensified with the start of the Russo-Ukrainian War in 2014, and particularly after Russia's all-out invasion in 2022. The official name of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant is today Chernobyl NPP, and the leading tour operator in the exclusion zone changed its spelling from the Chernobyl tour to the Chernobyl tour. In this book, which draws parallels between the disaster of 1986 and the Russian occupation of the site in 2022, I use Chernobyl, established in the English literature of the subject, in reference to the 1986 accident, the plant itself, and the exclusion zone around it. I use Chernobyl when referring to the town of Chernobyl and the official names of Ukrainian institutions and organizations whose names are derived from the name of the town. I regard this mixed usage not only as a reflection of certain present-day realities, but also as a way of encouraging a worldwide transition from the Russian to the Ukrainian spelling of the name of the city associated with the largest nuclear disaster in history. Ukraine's strong resistance to the Russian invasion, documented in this book, ensured that the city of Chernobyl and the nuclear site remained Ukrainian, and that the country maintained its identity, culture, and language, including the Ukrainian spelling of its toponyms. Preface. On the afternoon of February the 24th, 2022, a column of Russian armored vehicles, led by a tank and followed by paddy wagons of internal troops called the Russian Guard, Rosgvardie, approached the main checkpoint of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in northern Ukraine. The tank pointed its gun at the plant's administration building. Two Russian officers, a general and a colonel, disembarked from their vehicles and approached the defenders of the building, saying that they were under Russian government orders to take control of it. If resisted, they were prepared to unleash a meat grinder, said one of the officers. The commanders of the Ukrainian National Guard unit that was protecting the Chernobyl site decided to lay down their weapons so as not to endanger the site and to avoid another nuclear disaster. The Russian occupation of the Chernobyl plant had begun. It would last a long 35 days. Like the first Chernobyl crisis of 1986, that of 2022 took almost everyone by surprise and proved no less dramatic. The Ukrainian government had only limited capacity to help the station's personnel, who became hostages of the Russian military. The international community managed little more than issuing expressions of concern. At the headquarters of the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna, the industry's supreme international authority, there were no protocols for operating a nuclear power plant under military attack. Although the Russian Federation was a member of the IAEA, the agency was not prepared to demand that Moscow end its aggression and withdraw its troops from nuclear sites. The Ukrainian personnel at the Chernobyl plant found themselves pretty much on their own. This book is about the men and women of the Chernobyl nuclear site and the town.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?